The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Back to the Magnet for September's edition of the EvoStick NPL show, where tonight we're going to be joined by all the usual faces to ask the ultimate question: how soon is it before it's no longer possible to say it's too soon to tell? and to pay homage to this expert presenter's predictions, we're joined round the table by Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Good evening.
By James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Good evening.
By Mark Harris from the league, special guest. Hello.
Evening. Hello.
Roy Sewell from New Mills.
Good evening, folks.
Swampy from SCU Radio.
Good evening to you, and don't forget.
And Five Live.
Thank you very much.
And Ian Burke, Burke from Radio Manchester.
Hello.
Can I just pull you up right at the beginning?
Yes.
Mark Harris from the league.
That's the clean chairman.
No, you didn't. You went Mark Harris from the league.
Did I?
You did. Yes. I think you need to be... Let the listener... And exactly.
Drop it to genuflect.
What?
Genuflect.
Funding withdrawn.
which are now being chairman and the league.
We need a new mic.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you do it justice?
Ladies and gentlemen, also joined round the table by Mark Harris, without Orville, is... Indeed, the league chairman and indeed Witten Albion's chairman.
I think you smashed
Mark
it,
Harris.
I think
you're outstanding, everyone.
Yes. Right, so welcome to the show.
I hate that duck.
We're off to a flyer, everyone.
Actually, Mark's got a look at Keith Harris about him.
We won't go there.
Hello, everyone. Hello. It's too early for this. Right, so.
Oh, but it's quite late as you've basically cocked everything up tonight.
So, Magica Radio, no one realises that we're actually recording this 52 minutes later than we planned to, and Stuart James from the Non-League Review is an absolute legend as a taxi service, as it turns out.
Was he a white man in a van by any chance?
He was. There's more people carrier. So, let's start with the league. In the second part of the show, we're going to be discussing FA Cup. And in the third part of the show, Swampy is going to a Division 1 South match.
Go on, get in there, son.
I know. He went to a game. What was it like?
It was tremendous, yeah. I really enjoyed it. And
what's it like down there?
What's it like,
innit? Well, it wasn't that southern. I mean, it was Leek.
Just how far south did you go?
They have mushy peas still.
Eels and all that.
I did go even further south, and I'll talk about that a little later on. I went to deepest, darkest southern parts of the UK.
Eat your heart out, Aaron Flanagan.
So,
who needs Aaron?
We've now entered the period where everyone's played different amount of games, people in cups, and we're about to enter a period where matches get postponed. But at the moment, we're looking at a very strong three-horse race in the league. And someone made a prediction which is standing firm at this moment in time. Burke, Buxton, discuss.
I'll tell you what, yeah. That's right, Ben, what a tremendous prediction it was.
Thank
more
you.
By luck than judgement, I think. But I'll tell you what, I've now seen Buxton and they are all right. Sean Tutton, is that how you pronounce his surname?
Tutton, yeah.
Cracking player, right-sided forward. He's not a right-winger, he's a right-sided forward, proper bustling, barge his way through anybody. He reminds me of Joe Nolomu in the Rugby Union World Cup. Fantastic player, saw him against Ramsbottom in the FA Cup. It was the strangest game because Buxton, they were on the back foot the whole way through the first half, but they went in 3-0 up at half time, and Rami came back at second half, scored two, grandstand finish and all that. It was a belting match, and I know that I keep banging on about Rami. They've conceded so many goals, but they scored loads as well. They're going to be up there towards the end of the season.
They've
as
sneaked
well.
Up the table, haven't they?
No surprise at all.
What do you make of Buxton Swampy?
Well, we played them earlier in the season, FC United, and the only team, in fact, that we've played that are actually above us. Everyone else is below us. And
Ramsbottom now as well, by the way.
Well, Ramsbottom now have just gone above FC United as well. That's quite true. They're one of the few teams we've actually beaten this season. Tutton, you got the likes of Sean Reid there.
Stevens.
They've got a decent team.
Sean Reid?
He meant Mark Reid.
Mark Reid.
Say, yeah.
They've got a quality three up top. They're solid in defence. They're an all round good team, and we talked about them last season. I know that you all tipped them because you like to do your bit for tourism in Matlock and indeed Buxton to try and get a free holiday.
Still waiting.
But they're a good outfit. They're solid and there's a great bit of quality about them. And the manager there, he knows the game, and he's got a good squad. He can also count upon perhaps utilising other players coming in from different parts of Derbyshire as well. I would expect those to get stronger and stronger throughout the season. It's not by chance that they're actually where they are. They've done that through hard work and graft. And as you say, they were 3-0 up and they weren't the better team.
Exactly.
That, for me, at this stage of the season, if you're not playing well and you're top by, you know, with 24 points, you're doing something really, really well.
But you did beat Curzon last night as well.
I was about to say, we're recording this on Wednesday evening. Last night was... well, a boom banger bang fixture of Buxton against Curzon Ashton.
You like that, don't you?
I do. Who was that game? Buxton that's against Curzon last night.
You saw it on Twitter. Flanners was on there.
Flanners was there.
Oh, I saw the aftermath.
But that match last night, Curzon against Buxton, would you have thought at this point that was going to be a top of the table clash?
No, I wouldn't have done, to be honest, Ben. But I think over the last three seasons, Buxton have shown little bits of development, you know, to go into a higher level and competing at a higher level within the league structure. But what they haven't done, they've never sustained it. They've always gone up there and then slowly dwindled away and then came, you know, for a second go at it. I think Martin, you know, is a good friend of mine. He's quite conscientious in how he tries to build teams, and also in the way he wants his teams to play. So I think this is just fruition, not of this year, but possibly of the last 3 years of what he's tried to put in place there.
There was a couple of seasons ago they made a push for promotion, and then last season was, as Roy said, was a bit of a...
Well, they had an incident a few seasons ago, didn't they, where they finished around about 23 or 24 points above the team that eventually went on to win the league, get promoted through the playoffs, and they actually imploded after that. They actually went through a downward spiral hugely as a football club. They were on the brink of, you know, something really, really big, and when you finish 23 points above a team that eventually finished in a playoff one-off game situation, unlike the Serie A where they had the 10-point rule, and if you know, which I think is a tremendous rule, they're unfortunate. But I think what Roy's saying is exactly right. The last three seasons, they've had, you know, they've had the last Worthington in goals, who's an ex-league goalkeeper, done tremendously well for them. He's no longer there now.
Some of the names you mentioned have been at that club for a while now.
I mean, Sean Reid, let's not forget about Sean Reid. Sean Reid isn't
that. Mark Reid.
See what you've done now? Mark Reid actually doesn't play week in, week out, and ordinarily they're using him as a sub, because and it's normally a like for like. Tottenham will come off and he'll go on, but they've got the makings of being real contenders, and also 4-star on TripAdvisor, Ben, for holidays to Buxton.
Also up there, and we mentioned teams who faded away last year.
Yes.
Skelmersdale United, how's that happened?
I think it's a strong season for them at the moment as well. Again, coming back to the first episode about teams who can compete, Skelmersdale are starting to prove the point now that they may be ready to make that step up. Obviously, ground and everything might be separate. Speaking to a Skelmersdale fan before about previous seasons past, obviously we've said about we'll come back to the FA Cup later on, but games including first division sides, there are good teams to compete against this year. I don't think they will be dropping out of the top five now at any point in the season. Last season, they missed out by a point or two at the last game of the season.
Lesson learnt,
my opinion. Unless some teams.
we said this last month about them, didn't we? That they start well and they end like a drain, where it's the other way around with FC United.
I think Skelmersdale are a quality team. I think you underestimate Tommy Lawson at your peril. He's a wily, wily campaigner, a very, very good manager. I would be very surprised if Skelmersdale are not there or thereabouts at the end of the season.
And just a quick word about Curzon Ashton. You're going to play Aaron Flanagan this month, Stu, if that's all right.
It's been a lifelong dream, that.
What, to be Aaron Flanagan?
Yeah.
Or to speak about Curzon Ashton?
Both. But I said at the start of the season, I thought out of the two teams that came up, Curzon had struggled more than Ramy. But they've done all right, haven't they? They've held their own. Pulled off a few good results.
The pair of them have, to be fair.
Yeah, well, Ramy, a bit of slow burners, they've started coming into it more. I mean, Curzon have been up in the top reaches for most of the season. They've won the first couple of games to get up there, and then they've been up there since. They'll do alright, they'll stay up there now, I think. They've got a strong squad, although I think they are struggling with injuries at the back at the moment. I think they had a striker up in defence the other night, and they brought a defender in for last night's game. So I think they're struggling on numbers defensively, but I think they'll do all right. John Flannel.
I mean, it's interesting at the moment. I'm going to come to you in a minute, Swampy, and then to you, Jebs. It's interesting how Buxton, Skem and Curzon, I know they played more games than anyone else, but they've opened up a gap at the moment, haven't they?
They have opened a gap, but I want to go back to Curzon. I went to watch Curzon versus Skem, and I've got to say, Curzon Ashton, there's the noise of, that was the sound of Belper, by the way. Stanich is walking past. Don't go there! Don't go, never heard of it, love! Curzon, the best team I've seen by a long chalk.
And a good pitch, apparently.
The pitch is actually tremendous. But they played. I saw him against Skem. It was top versus second, and I thought, you know, this is going to be the game of the season. And Skem were made to look second rate throughout the whole of the game. They've got a player, and I looked at him about three seasons ago. And there's a lot of other great good players at Curzon, and there's an ex. New Mills player there who's playing at left back at this moment in time, and Roy could wax lyrical about it. He was injured quite a lot last year, but he's doing well at Curzon. But Matty Warburton, he was at Main Road 3 seasons ago, and I saw him score 25 goals. That lad has got absolute abundance of quality because he's not an out and out centre forward. He's got everything in his game. I saw him that night, he was tremendous, scored a cracking goal, and Curzon play some terrific football. They are disciplined, they play with a back line, and they all work as a unit, and they are the most impressive team. Last season, it was Blyth against FC United. They were the best team I'd actually seen FC play against. This season so far, in the 10 or so games FC United have played, the best team I've seen by a long chalk, in all fairness. And that includes Buxton, but Curzon Ashton.
So we reckon FC are in for a tough night when we go to Curzon.
Well, it's the kind of game that perhaps FC United will look forward to, because there's a team with a fantastic pitch, with a good pedigree, and a lot of time FC United step up to the mark on nights like that, but it will be a tough encounter. But Curzon are terrific.
That's that playing on the floor then, won't we? Mark Harris, you had a point.
Yeah, I'm not greatly surprised about Curzon or Ramy doing so well. I think, having been through promotion, when you getting that promotion gives you a heck of a momentum, and not just in this division but in other divisions. Promoted clubs will always do well unless there's some other factor that gets brought into it.
And James, was that going to be your point that Mark Harris has stolen?
No, I was going to turn it away from people. I can only see two of them three teams really being up there. I know where it's been going in the cup at the moment. Curzon, who are my shock team for the start of the season, after what I said in the first episode again, I think they will be up there. Buxton might start dropping away soon.
Oh.
You've only done that to upset Alex.
He's only done that to upset me.
Ben, yes? It's not Matty Warburton pulling the strings, though, at Curzon. It's Alex Brown.
I thought you were going to say John Flanagan.
Well, yeah, him as well, obviously. But Alex Brown in the centre of the park, he's just a brilliant player. He's playing a couple of divisions. He has got a great beard. He's playing a couple of divisions below where he
is. He the hipster,
probably should
is
be
the
playing.
Hipster who works in Levenson?
He works in a bakery.
So that's the top three. Below that is a whole heap of sides separated by 3 points. That goes down from Ilkeston in fourth all the way down to Witton Albion in 16th. Mark.
Well, to be fair, in recent weeks the West Timberley under 9s would have beaten Witton Albion. It's just been one of those spells that you can't account for.
But you're only 3 points from the playoffs.
Exactly, and it's very, very early days. What we've got to do is stop conceding goals.
Did I read somewhere this week that Witton Albion are better off at this stage than they were last season?
Yeah, very much so. If I go back 12 months, we were in the middle of the Sean Tuck scenario, and that took everybody's eye completely off the ball. So really, that we started the season badly and fell away. I'm not necessarily concerned. It's disappointing that we're about to be on the third manager of the season, but at the end of the day, the players have got to take some responsibility. You know, this is a squad that at the start of the season did okay, but has conceded 21 goals in 5 games. And that's something that no team can sustain.
At the start of the season, we were saying, apart from FC, right there, wrongly, that this season was pretty much open. Did you factor that in at the start of the year?
Yeah, very much. I think this season is still wide open. We don't have any team in the Prem Division that's got the same level of resources as, let's say, an AFC Fylde or a Chorley. And I think that's great. I think it's going to be an extremely open season.
Then, as this programme doesn't go out till Friday, would it be remiss of us to ask Mark who the manager is, as everyone will know
you beat me
tomorrow, and therefore it won't go out till Friday, so it will sound as if we're in the know.
Go on, Stu, you make the prediction.
I think
I know
who it is.
Go on, tell me who it is.
Is it Tony Sull?
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Oh, look at this guy.
Now, the reason we've appointed Tony is that unfortunately, what we've tried to build over the last few years at Witten, which is very much to promote from within, there comes a point when it isn't working, you have to look for a change. And neither of the two managers that have gone this season were sacked. They went of their own accord, and I'm very sorry that both of them, very decent professional people, have gone. But now we actually need some stability brought to it. And also, I'm afraid we need to remove one or two who are perhaps part of the problem rather than the solution. It needs fresh eyes. We've got a track record of promoting from clubs lower down. I've kept an eye on Tony throughout his managerial career. I think he's done very, very well with very little resource at Camel Laird. He's earned a crack at the higher level, and I will always look to not rewards, not the right word, but if someone's doing very, very well and they're showing they deserve the chance at a higher level, go for it.
Is Anthony Sheen staying on as a player?
That'll be up to the new manager.
Hey, with predictions like that, though, you should create your own blog.
That's not like breaking news now, but not quite breaking news because it'll be on Friday.
That's a great call.
The question is, how did you know?
That is really good.
I guessed it, and sort of like, when he said 12 o'clock, I thought, right, that's got to be because of, he's playing a game tonight, cause when we asked him before. Ah. You know, I can't say anything until tomorrow. So I just confirmed my suspicion.
Shrewd.
Anyone else?
Not in this for nothing.
Is there anyone else worth talking about within that bracket of 4th down to 16th?
Yeah, I think Rushall Olympic, again, we weren't quite sure whether or not the new managerial change that brings a premiership footballer as a manager in, like with Richard Sneakers.
I'm looking forward to seeing them, just to see what the change has been.
They're decent. We played them early on. They're decent. They move the ball about very, very quickly. And there was a big change there, because when the previous manager went, I know that the chairman, who was funding the club quite extensively, made a decision to perhaps move away from that, and they are very hard to beat.
They started off a little bit slow, and that's possibly Mr. Sneakers getting himself accustomed to the level, as you know, and also a pattern of play to sort of suit that level. And I think, you know, I actually said at the time, if my memory serves me right, you know, that I didn't feel they'd stay down there that long, as I didn't feel that Ramsbottom would. So, you know, quality, you know, at the end of the day, will always come through.
I'll tell you what, Berkey, next season I'm thinking about creating a spreadsheet with all these predictions on, because anyone could say anything now and go, I've said this, I've said that. And
well, I predict Idol win the league next season. But anyway, one team that has made my jaw shatter on the floor a couple of times in the last few weeks, Frickley Athletic.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say FC United.
No, okay. Well, sort of in a way, but they've beaten FC United 4-1, they've beaten Rami 4-2.
And from my non-biased position, they properly deserved that win. They played really good football that night.
Exactly, there you go. They're a team that we all around this table said, yeah, bang on certainties to get relegated this year, and they sat there nice and comfy in mid table, carry on like they're doing, they're going to have no mither whatsoever.
It would be remiss of me not to mention FC United as well, I suppose. Currently 9th position, 15 points, to be in 9th and not too far from, you know, within the top 5 certainly, and in fairness we would agree that we haven't played particularly well this season, but to still be there, I think shows a little bit how the league is this year, really. It's up for everybody and anyone, really. I mean, we look at Frickley, when FC United were there 3 games ago, bottom of the division, didn't beat, battered FC United in all fairness, and a truly tremendous performance by them.
And a great night, I thought.
And a great night, great atmosphere, great fans, and, you know, from their perspective, and FC United, and a really conducive game for football.
And on that note, it's now time to end part one of the Evo Stick MPL show.
Never mind the teams at the bottom, eh, Ben?
Never mind the teams at the bottom.
Can we give a quick shout to Marine, though?
Of course you can. Because awesome, thank you.
Oh, all right.
I'm only joking. Is this...
We're doing the FA Cup in a second.
Coming up next is a little run through all the FA Cup results in a nice, entertaining way. And when we come back, we'll be discussing the FA Cup and maybe a bit of the Dudeson.
Get in, Dukeson!
just to make Berkey feel happy. We'll see you in a minute.
Thanks, Ben. Hello, everyone. It's Cockers here, giving you a little run through all the FA Cup headlines for our clubs in September. Well, in the first qualifying round earlier in the month, First Division North newcomers Spennymoor Town scored one of the fastest ever FA Cup goals in their 3-2 away win at former Northern League rivals Bishop Auckland. But it was the second qualifying round where the real headlines started to be made, with the biggest shock being that of perhaps Lancaster City's 1-0 victory over FC United at Bowerfold last weekend. And the shocks didn't stop there. All in all, three Conference North teams bowed out of the competition to the hands of MPL sides. Hensford Town were beaten 1-0 at the Walks by Kings Lynn Town thanks to an 82nd minute George Thompson penalty, while Solihull Moors lost by the same scoreline at the new Manor Ground to Ilkeston FC, whose Joe Maguire scored the only goal 11 minutes from time. But perhaps the scoreline of the round goes to Marine AFC, who overcame their Conference North opponents Hyde by winning in a 9-goal thriller 5-4 away from home. Also scoring a bag full were Hales Owen Town, and in particular their forward Iseden Christie, who managed to score 6 all on his own, as Hales Owen dispatched East Midlands Counties League side Ellis Town and Ibstock United 7-1. And lastly, in this week's second qualifying round replays, MPL Premier Division side Ashton United ensured that there was to be no upset at Moor Lane, winning 1-0 against ambitious First Division North leaders Salford City. For more on all these headlines and for news on the third qualifying round draw, it's now back over to the chaps at the Magnet.
Welcome back to the Evostick NPL show, recorded here live from the Magnet 2 days
the
ago.
The award-winning
2 days ago. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 1st of October. And in a moment, we're going to be discussing those FA Cup matches that you've just heard about. But just to mention for the teams down near the bottom, any surprises down there in one word or less?
Hells Owen Y.
Hells Owen Y.
Yes, Blythe.
Yes, Blythe. Mark?
Very, very early days.
James Stannis is in the other room as well at the moment.
Belper. Yeah. Swamper.
Certainly Blythe for me. FC United went up there. Very, very tough encounter. We saw the quality of them last year. I fully expect them to be up there. And in all fairness, Marine, which we all tipped to say that they should have a really good season with the kind of players that they brought in.
I'm going to say Ashton United, Marine. I'll also say Matlock and Els Owen. I think those teams have decent qualities, and I feel that if those qualities have come through, they will not be down there.
Poor Belper. You named about 8 sides there, and you left Belper out.
But you know what I did?
Going on about Belper. Lovely club.
But you know what I did say? I did.
I know you did. I know.
The last
I've got it on my spreadsheet.
Nail it down to 4. It just so happened that Belper was one of them.
Well, I'm going to say the entirety of the bottom 6, I'm surprised they're there, including Belper, because Mark was saying before about Rami and Curzon, it weren't surprised at all that they're doing so well after promotion. Well, Belper were promoted last season. I don't know what's gone on there, I must be honest. But if Jonathan Froggatt's as good a manager as he's a centre forward, then they're going to be all right, aren't they?
And if you're a supporter of a team down there, as Mark says, it is early days and Christmas is coming soon. Time for miracles and all that. So it's now time to move our attentions to the FA Cup. Now, last year, there was not a big problem with the FA Cup and the Northern Premier League, but our sides didn't really give that much of a showing, did they? Whereas this year, do we think we've got a better chance? Initial thoughts?
Yeah. Well,
let's go to the Hyde fan.
Well... Yeah, cheers, Ben. Right, well, I'd lost 5-4 at home against Marine on Saturday. Marine had not been scoring too many. I don't think they've been conceding too many either. They went 5 games unbeaten before this match. And first half, Hyde absolutely tonked them, left, right and centre. Marine actually scored the opening goal completely and utterly against the run of play, but they came out a totally changed side in the second half. I interviewed Cal McCauley, the manager, afterwards.
We
interviewed him afterwards. He said, "I've not changed a thing at half time." He had. He changed loads of things. He brought a sub on. He changed the formation. He changed the style of play. He'd gone a lot more direct second half. And they just absolutely slaughtered Hyde in the second half. They scored 4 goals to Hyde's 2 in the second period. And Hyde weren't too happy about it. But Marine,
to be fair,
well
though,
worthy of the victory.
It all sounds like a hell of a game. So well done.
It was the most boring 5-4 I've ever seen. I was distraught.
Also doing well, Ilkeston against Solihull Moors. Didn't Ilkeston do well, James?
Yes, they did very well. Compared to last year as well, we've got a lot stronger showing, because I remember Alan saying last year how detrimental the FA Cup is to the league.
Roy, any surprises for you? Teams being knocked out at this stage? I shouldn't have come to you at this point.
I'd say it's a quality result from Lancaster City. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, you know, it's all credit to Darren and Trevor, you know, for masterminding it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a steady first division side.
And Swamper, we both watched that with not our jaws aghast, but they did out-tacticise us. Is that a word?
I'm not quite sure, but if it isn't, I'm sure Soccer AM will take it. And they have taken most of those kind of words. Yeah, I mean, the Lancaster the week before, we were playing at home, and they had a scout there watching on their behalf. They identified two players on the pitch particularly that they tried to get behind, and they did with success. And I think the first 45 minutes from Carl himself would first admit that the team were inept and the quality wasn't really there. Second half, there was a better showing. And I will say this, their goalkeeper, Mr. Hale...
World-class save.
Not a world-class save. I would suggest probably the best save I've ever seen. If you looked at Rapid Vienna, Schmeichel, that save, it was on par with that. It's on FCUM.TV. It's a must-watch for the save. It is amazing. However, they were the better team. They deserved it. They had more endeavour. They wanted it more. FC United, yes, they hit the post and they had a few opportunities, but it all came a bit too late, a bit too long in the game. 10 minutes to go. We peppered them, but they defended. They defended for most of it comfortably. And the goal that they scored, which a lot of people thought initially was a deflected goal, it wasn't. It was a tremendous goal. But I have to say, for me, the FA Cup game, for me, you asked me to go to watch a Southern game, I got a bit confused. I ended up in Harrow. So, and not only Harrow, but Hayes. So I ended up at Hayes, AFC Hayes, in the Southern Division versus Harrow Borough in the Ryman's Premier Division. And I was lucky enough to watch a really entertaining game. So when people turn around and say this show doesn't cover the Southern divisions, it does, the wrong ones, but it does. And Harrow Borough went on to win that game. Dave Anderson's done a good job there, because
he's just dropped another name, pick it up for him.
He's the manager of Harrow Borough. So that's the lens that this show goes to bring you Southern Division football.
And
I'd like to say one thing though also about the goalkeeping display that Swampy was saying, yes, the Lancaster lad, and it isn't a coincidence that I've watched him and actually played against him on a number of occasions. That lad is a decent keeper. Those weren't one-off saves maybe that you actually witnessed on Saturday in that game. The lad is a good, competent goalkeeper.
One of the criticisms was that our shooting, we kept shooting straight at him. I think that's because of his angles more than anything.
Well,
he had everything covered.
Yeah, his technical know-how.
Just to say as well, congratulations to Kingsland Town. I missed you off for the ones taking scouts from teams above. A significant team, Hensford Town. Anyway, back to you, Burke.
One result that stood out for me over the week was Ashton United beating Salford.
Ooh.
I think a lot of people will have had, considering the league positions at the moment, I know Ashton are a division above, but I think a lot of people, most people probably would have had Salford down as the favourites for that. They had Dale Johnson and Chris Lynch, former captain at Ashton United as well. And, well, they did not exactly turn them over, they scored in the last minute, didn't they, in injured time to force a replay. But they did last night, they beat them at Moor Lane. And a bit of a surprise result. But also, Isden Christie as well for Hales Owen Town, scoring a double hat-trick against Ellis Town and Ibstock United, who saw off Hedderford in the previous round, won that one 7-1 away. That individual performance, he's got to win the player around, hasn't
it? It was HMRC that saw off Hereford United.
Salford were unlucky, I think. Congratulations to Bamber Bridge, who also did a number from Division 1 North on a Premier Division side in Workington.
Derby now as well.
What, sorry?
They've won themselves a derby against Chorley.
The FA Cup this year, last year, as I was saying, Matt, was a bit disappointing
for NPL sides. What does a good run mean for the league in general?
Well, it means two things, really. I think, first of all, you've got to take it from a club's perspective. I mean, I'll look to Roy here. From a chairman's angle, do I want to win the league or do I want to get through to the first round of the FA Cup? Financially, you want to get through to the first round of the FA Cup. It puts your club on the map. It's what sells your shirts. From a league perspective, it has exactly the same effect because it's what attracts your sponsors. Sponsors want to see your club in the latter rounds of the FA Cup. It's things like that, things that you could never put into a contract with a sponsor. That's what makes the difference. So it's hugely important. The problem, of course, is the way that the cup competitions are set up, both the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, is that they come so fast and furious, and if you keep getting drawn away, that makes life very, very difficult indeed from a financial angle. But long may this continue. It will be fantastic to see an Everstick League club do an Emley. Remember, not that many years ago,
Playing
against West Ham, wall-to-wall match of the day, all of that, absolutely fantastic.
Let's not forget, Emley's assistant manager is now at Stocksbridge Park Steels, 43 years of age and still playing for them, at Stocksbridge Park Steels.
It didn't do Emley any good in the long run, unfortunately, though, did it? But.
You mentioned Ashton scoring in the last few minutes. I was at that game and actually went to watch Salford and Ashton United. And that was a fair result, that 1-1, because it was an entertaining game. It was like end-to-end all the time. And they deserved that little bit of luck. What it will do, hopefully, it'll kick their league performances on a little bit, because that was a worthy win against a very good Salford side.
It was Salford's first defeat of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And to be honest, you know, they've got a decent quality side there.
Rather than Charlie representing ourselves in a fourth quarterfinal this year, we're guaranteed three teams now as well, potentially a fourth depending on results tonight. One mention I didn't say before, well done to Blythe for winning what I call in the bracket of death.
The bracket of death.
Because the number of teams, the quality of teams that were in there, you had from Blythe come basically against Darlington, Skelmersdale, Avonton Colliery, who are absolutely battering their division at the moment, West Auckland, Ratcliffe Borough. There's some people coming later on, but it's not the teams available who they could have played have been absolutely strong as well. So congratulations to them coming so far.
Congratulations to Blythe for getting out of the bracket of death. There's 14 ties in October. Definitely going to be 14 ties involving NPL clubs. Of the pick, just looking at them, I'd say AFC Fylde against Buxton was a pretty hefty.
We'll call that the bracket of Fylde. Yeah.
And obviously we've got Bamber Bridge against Charlie, Bowell against Curzon, Colwyn Bay against Warrington, Gainsborough Trinity against Marine, Guys against Hillsdale, Kingsley Town against Lancaster City. That's one of the ones where we're definitely going to get one through. Micklove against Blythe, there's another. North Ferriby against Grantham Town. Runcorn Town from your neck of the woods against Norton United, Shildon against Stourbridge, Spennymoor United against Ashton United, and Stockport County against Ilkeston.
Yes, there's two that stand out.
From our Stockport correspondent.
That is the biggest. That really is. I mean, we're drinking in a pub in Stockport. We're here tonight at a pub in Stockport. Stockport County fans that coming here were desperate for Ashton United to get through. They wanted to get us at Edgeley Park. It would have been absolutely tremendous. Yes, they did.
They wanted Curzon Ashton.
No, they didn't want Curzon Ashton. Those in the know, those that know their football, wanted FC United. A payday for both teams. A great advert for football, because that place would have been, Edgeley Park would have had 6,000, 7,000 fans in there, guaranteed. It would have been a great advert for both this division,
all
division
above.
I tell you what,
and Roy would have been co-commentator because his team are already out.
Go on, Mark. Really fancy Ilkeston in that game. They are one very, very good team. Yeah. Admittedly, they only put the four past Whitney Albion, but they really have good movement. Duffy the boy up front, that little bit of experience. Yeah. Three quarters of that team has come out of their academy. Yeah. I tell you what, I really fancy them to do very well. Well done to Kev Wilson, who's a really good guy.
At time of recording, we don't know the result of Leek Town against Tividale, so if you don't want to know the result, just keep listening.
1-0 half time to Leek.
Okay, well then.
Come on, Leek.
I fully expect Warrington to either run Colwyn Bay very close or to just nick that one. Colwyn Bay aren't any great shakes at all. Warrington, they play their style of football, and I think it'll be too much for Colwyn Bay. They've got a lot of very young players in the squad. generally 18, 19 years old, and I think Warrington will bully him off the park.
I just want to give a shout out, you mentioned quickly there, at Runcorn Town from the North West Counties playing Norton.
Do not come here cross-pollinating.
No, I'm going to give him a big shout out because they've got a tie which they think is winnable in Norton United. They've beat Goole, they've beat Witten Albion, and they've just gone and beat favourites for the Conference North, Barrow. So they've got a tie there. I spoke to a few fans and I said, what do you want? Do you want another big conference team? They went, no, they want a winnable one, because then they want another conference team when the full conference sides come in. You've played them, Mark. You said they got off to a good start and beat you. Do you look a good sign?
To be fair, they absolutely marmalised us. they made the best of what they are. Simon Burton's done a great job there, the manager. Very, very hard to beat. Great result for them at Barrow.
Tremendous.
Very, very tough to play against, as I know only too well.
So that's why I'm just giving them a quick shout out, saying I think they've got a winnable tie against Norton.
You can use that interview for your podcast if you want.
For me, just going back to what Berkey said, Colwyn Bay versus Warrington Town. Come on, Colwyn Bay.
Right, so good luck to good luck to all our sides in the FA Cup third qualifying round and League
especially
or Tividale.
Especially Warrington.
But that is the end of part two. Coming up now is a shocking report. It's only shocking because it's someone who's ventured further than anyone else has ever gone before. It's Swamper at a match in Division 1 South. Do you want to introduce this?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go down to Leek Town versus Stocksbridge Park
Steels. Yeah, it didn't go far, just to say.
There's no public transport to Leek, though, so that's quite good.
And, again, fans that know the football, Leek Town have got a great tradition. Stocksbridge Park Steels, as we know, were relegated last season and one of my favourite teams in the old Northern Premier Division, and it was a great game to go and watch, and the result ended 0-0, but I have to say it was a tremendous game of football. Apart from the guy who was sat behind me, spent the entire evening going rubbish all through the game, and then turned around and went and then at the end of the game,
John Canning from Altrincham.
It may well have
he
been
spent the last 30 years going rubbish. Get first team on.
But the great thing was at the end of it, they turned around and went, see you Saturday, John. Oh, I won't miss it for the world. Won't miss it for the world. 19 minutes of just slagging the, don't miss it for the world.
Well, here at Leek Town, it's Leek nil currently against Stocksbridge Park Steels, and well, you bump into all sorts of people in games like this. I bumped into FC United Siderman, who's got a caravan in Rudyard. And I bumped into Philip Birkinshaw, the one and the only Philip Birkinshaw from Stocksbridge Park Steels, who is responsible for the all the video footage. And I'm led to believe that goal of the season has already been scored by Stocksbridge Park Steels. So get onto their website and have a look at it. Goal from the 6th of September. Again, who was it against, Phil?
It was against Carlton Town.
Well, I'm about to have a look at that now against Carlton Town, and then I'm going to do this interview on Steels TV in high definition. And the ball goes across there, and it's now at an angle that I can't even conceivably see the game. Whereabouts is that? It's halfway. Oh my word, can you believe it? He's hit it from just inside his own half on the right hand side, and he's absolutely leathered it with his right foot. There's a two shot camera angle and it's into the top corner, and the goalkeeper not got a chance. Tremendous. Well, more importantly, unfortunately you were one of the teams that were relegated last season. You're now playing a trade in the Southern Division. Fair to say, with a complete change of personnel, complete squad change, it's been tough so far this season.
It's been very tough. We've got one player playing tonight who played last season. There's one on the bench as well. But it's basically a brand new team. We've got a new management structure. It's brand new, really, yeah.
You're currently in 15th position. Are you being happy with the way and the style of the football that you've been playing? Because on tonight's performance so far, you played against the league leaders. It's 0-0. And although they're having plenty of the ball, they're not causing you huge amounts of trouble, and you could have possibly had a penalty in the last 2 minutes of this first half.
Yeah, we're defending a lot better this year, so we're not losing by as many goals as we did last year, and the midfield, we're passing it about a lot more. It's It's difficult at the moment. Nathan Joines, who was the top scorer last season, suspended. So he's packing the midfield. It's not what the manager wants at the moment, but it's certainly coming on.
Well, you've got a blend of youth and age. And when I say youth and age, I'm talking about a left back who looks about 12, and you've got the assistant manager who's 43 playing this evening.
Yeah, Mark Wilson, who of course people remember from the old Emley days when he got long blonde hair, is now bald and 43. He still looks all right.
That was a game against West Ham, wasn't it, in the FA Cup? Is that right?
Yeah, he did play against West Ham. Came on the substitute after a couple of minutes, I think.
So, what's the expectation really from a Stotchwich Park Steelers fan and obviously someone heavily involved in the football club this year? What are you looking to look to achieve?
Well, I was confident we were going to get straight back up. It's a bit tougher than I thought. This league is very good. We played Sutton Coldfield, who look a decent side. Lincoln, although we beat them, and they're near the bottom of the league, don't look that bad. But it's coming on. It certainly needs a couple more players, but it's. Yeah, we should be around, but we're not going to be far off the playoffs.
And when you talk about that blend of youth and sort of like experience, the majority of players, are they coming from the Sheffield area or are they coming from Manchester? Because I know in the past you had a lot of Manchester players and then it sort of like changed around a little bit with quite a lot of Yorkshire-based players. Is it a mix or is it where are they coming from, the players?
There's quite a few from Barnsley now. Manager lives between Barnsley and Rotherham, and he used to be manager of the Barnsley team. And of course, that's where most of them are coming from these days. There's a few from Sheffield, one or two from Worksop.
And have you seen? Is there a big difference in the standard of football from playing in the Premier Division than into the Southern Division?
The Southern Division's, yeah, it's certainly. Obviously, it's not as good because it's the first division. Played Bamber Bridge in the FA Cup, and they. Seem to be a lot better than anything we've played so far this season, but it's definitely a lot weaker.
Well, listen, it's great to chat to you, and I'm sure we'll probably bump into and cross swords over the coming season. We seem to bump into each other at places like Buxton and here this evening and at other grounds. So good luck for the rest of the evening, and thanks very much for your time.
It's nice to see you as well. Good night.
Thanks very much.
Is your house falling apart? Do you need new tiles for that roof and floor? Are your cupboards hanging off the wall? Is that sink leaking yet again? Well, with over 500 professional adhesives, sealants and building products available, get stuck in with EvoStick.
Second half underway here at Leek. It's still 0-0 and joined by Jason, who's one of the stewards here at Leek Town and obviously a supporter of Leek. Very unlucky last season. I tip you with the MPL show, top of the league this year, and I'm flying really. How's it going?
It's going extremely well. It's good that we've managed to keep last season's squad together, which I think is a big help, which is why we've started so well. The team don't need to gel, they know each other, they played the football they've been playing last season, and they've started on the front foot, and like you say, 5 out of 5 wins, can't do better than that.
Looking at the game this evening and watching the way league play, it's certainly... the type of football that you want to watch is conducive to the eye, the ball along the ground and trying to play football, which is a lot of fans would suggest and a lot of pundits suggest sometimes it's not the best way of winning leagues because it's hard to do so, but you're proving the point that you can actually do well and play good football.
It is exactly right, yeah. When they play football, you can tell that they are a good team and a good side and they enjoy playing football. They don't like it when the winter comes in and the pitches get worse because they like to play football and they can't when the pitches, our pitch especially, and pitches all throughout the league, they do struggle to play football, which is when the lads get frustrated because they can't play the football that they like to play.
How long have you been involved with Leek yourself?
Stewarding wise, 4 years, but following them, I've been following them for 20 years now.
So you would have seen a lot of ups and downs in the football club. Were you here in 2005 when FC United played in that very first game? You weren't stewarding in that game, were you?
I wasn't actually, no, but that was quite an experience, I gather.
It was very wet as well. It was obviously the very first game FC United ever played in the league, and a great ground to come to and play some good football. Who do you think this season are your main rivals, really, within the league?
At the moment, it's looking like Sutton Coldfield, but I think Colville are going to be up there again. I think Colville will definitely be a they've had a slow start, but I think they'll come good and they'll be one of the main contenders. Also Mickleover, I think they'll be up there challenging as well. And you don't teams like Tiverdale, you don't know what they're going to be because they're a new team into this league, so there could be a surprise package there.
There are some good teams in the division this year, and as you say, it was imperative really from your perspective as a club that you needed a good start, and you've got exactly that. The other team I've tipped to do well this season, a team that we were relegated, and that was Stafford Rangers. And new manager there, come Rush Olympic, and they're going to be a bit of a handful as well within this division, but a good league and some good football being played.
Indeed, yeah, there's a lot of good teams. You look at the league and you can't see one out and out team that you think is going to pull away and win the league back quite easily. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs throughout the season. I think Stafford will be a good side when they come here. A few weeks ago it was all to play for because we'd won three, they'd won three, and it was a good game of football, to be fair. So they will be strong throughout the season, definitely. They've got some proven goal scorers in the team, and they'll definitely be up there at the end of the season.
Do you find, as a team that were very close last season and this season are currently top, that teams come along and they park the bus a little bit, or do you find that teams are trying to play football against you?
I think that teams come here when they see that you're top of the league and you're doing well. Teams come here thinking, right, we're going to beat these, we're going to be the ones to especially if you're like we are now unbeaten, they're going to come here and think, right, we'll do these, we'll be the first to beat them, and it's a good stadium, it's a good pitch at the moment, and they'd like to play football, so teams come wanting to play. You don't get that many that do just, as you say, park the bus and just defend. You get a lot of football played.
Well, one of the things tonight, certainly, I mean, this will be going out in October's show, and we're early in September here now. It's currently 0-0 here. What's your overall thoughts on the performance so far?
Frustrating. I think that's the main word. We're trying to play the football, and it's just not happening for them at the moment in front of goal. They're getting possession, they're getting a few chances, but it's a frustrating night. I think both teams are trying to cancel each other out at the moment.
Yeah, it's a tough game really. A team at 15th spot, a brand new team in Stocksbridge Sparsteels, with the exception of two players, and I mean there's a 43-year-old player on the pitch at the moment this evening, but they've acquitted themselves quite well. But it's an entertaining game. I was at a game last night, and it was all up in the air as a shot comes in and just goes over the bar. But it's nice to see that in the Southern Division that there's some quality football being played.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of good teams about. It's nice to see new teams come into the league and do well, either relegated or promoted into the league. And then we've got a lot of local derbies this season, even more than last year, so that makes it even more interesting for us.
So finally, champions or playoffs?
Don't like to say, but I think if we can keep the squad together and fitness not being a concern, I think we could be champions.
Well, good luck for the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll be down here again to watch you, be at home or away. And as I say, it's currently 0-0 here. This is Swampy for the MPL show saying have a good evening and we'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the EvoStick MPL show, part three of
award-winning.
This future award-winning podcast. Are you listening, football? At the Football Supporters Federation, yes.
Vote
yes,
for us. Come on,
very
vote
careful,
for us.
Ben, yes. Be very careful.
And the North West Counties podcast is on there too.
Oh, it is indeed.
Just to say.
He's got a blog one.
Do the words Clash of Interest definitely mean?
Oh, all over the shop. All over the shop. So, round the table, we're joined by the great and good of non-league football. We've got Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Good evening.
We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, sponsored by EvoStick, which you can get in touch with at
facebook.com/groups. Forrest NPL, and we've also got a Northwest Counties feeder group as well. So.
A Northwest Counties feeder group?
Yes.
Well, that sounds a bit like Leeds United or something.
It's
a bit
ominous.
We've got Mark Harris, chairman of the league, and Witten Albion. Hello.
Good evening.
We've got Roy Sewell from New Mills.
Good evening.
For how long?
We've got Swamper from FC United Radio, and of course, some other shows on some national networks with money to burn.
Although they won't pay my parking fees anymore. Good evening to you.
And from Radio Manchester, who's shocked to hear that parking fees are available to be paid for at Radio Manchester, Ian Burke.
I get the tram.
it's quite hard to park a tram in here.
Back to the MPL Facebook group, sponsored by EvoStick. Tonight, we've been asking for some correspondence from the dear listener at home. What correspondence have we been seeking, or what have we had back?
There was two questions tonight after having none last month. So, now September's ended, have you woken up? And also, has the FA Cup proven that the leagues this season are a lot harder to win as well with team developing?
How do you go about answering that question? If you go on Facebook, right, and you've got a couple of minutes
around,
before...
I'm still trying to read it. You put it up at 4 o'clock.
So what have we had back?
Right, a couple of comments tonight.
Just question, more questions.
Yeah. One from Lloyd Berry from Warrington Town. It's not going to matter to us. We're not going to get promoted anyway, so a good cut run will do. David Osborne from Rushall. It's a draw in regards to the FA Cup. Some NPL clubs got very lucky this time with home draws. Many sadly didn't. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hey. FA what? That's not going there. Robson Matthew Jones from Ratcliffe Borough. Come on, the Borough. Basically, still, even though we've dropped down a little bit in the coming start of the season, it's still fantastic to see us 12th at this point in the year.
You've turned into Nantwich.
I know we have. And finally, one more from on the Twitter from a user called @NPL, something like that. I don't know who it is. The First Division North is turning into a Premier League paradise. We'll come back to that in a few seconds.
Are we talking about the former Premiership players who now embedded themselves?
Have you got no correspondence with the South again?
Right. Swamper. That's why you're here. You are now an official Division 1 South correspondent. You've done it now. What do we make of Division 1 South then, at the moment in time?
Well, the limited knowledge I have, although limited in knowledge but vastly experienced knowledge.
I have a question to ask you then.
Go on,
are you surprised that League Town, Stafford Rangers, Tividale, Colville, where they are at the moment?
Well, my prediction at the beginning of the season was to look out for Stafford Rangers because obviously Rushall Olympic had lost the manager, he'd gone there, we know the kind of budget he works with, the constraints he's got. For me, it's no surprise that Stafford Rangers are where they are. Leek Town had a tremendous start to the season. They're two games behind the vast majority of the teams, in fact three games in for the majority that are above them. Leek play some very, very good football. It was interesting, obviously, listening to that last interview with the steward at Leek, who's been watching the game for about 20 years now and 4 years as a steward. Most teams that are there to sort of like be beaten, the teams at the top, like they were last year, they just missed out last year.
Yes.
I asked the question, as you said, about, you know, do they come and play football against you? They do. Leek Town, I have to say, that game, some good football from both teams, on the floor. Leek for me will be right up there. Stafford Rangers will be right up there, and I think personally it is between Leek and Stafford. The other teams that are above them have done tremendously well, but I just think Stafford Rangers, the manager they've got, I am still pegging my prediction upon them to win the league. But Leek could be either very, very close to them, but that's the way I see it currently.
Digging into my book of cliches, I think, you know, Stafford Rangers, the quintessential sleeping giant, been through very, very difficult times from a finance. I mean, for Stafford Rangers to be playing at step four of a National League system just isn't right, and I think every club reasserts itself in its level. The Leek Town thing, they've carried on where they left off last year. Lee Caswell and Peter Ward and the rest of the management team, they're very, very canny people. A club very well run by Andy Wayne. So, yeah, I think they will be there. I think Swampy's absolutely spot on. I wouldn't be looking too far away from Leek for the title.
I was going to say, we can't really ignore Sutton Coldfield Town. They're in the same position as Leek were last year, unbeaten so far this year, after 10 games. They've always been a strong side, especially after last season as well. And also in regards to what Swampy was saying before, Bradley Dobson's actually going to break our record in the Southern League this year by attending the game at Norton United this Saturday.
Did I dream you about you, Roy, making a prediction about Sutton Coldfield last month?
You might have done, but I also happened to mention as a dark horse Newcastle as well. So,
as well, you see that he's throwing in the as well.
But I had Newcastle.
My feelings are Leek Town, you know, with Leek as well. I think that again, very similar to Martin McIntosh at Buxton. Over the last two or three seasons, they've just been building and building and building. If they can keep in their consistency going, which they let go a little bit in a silly little maybe six-week period last season, if they can get over that and get through it, you know, I think they'll be the one up there. But also, you've got to look at the likes of Sutton. I think, you know, they've come on strong, and you know, some of their results have been half decent.
And lest we forget Gresley as well, they've won 5, drawn 1 at home. There was that 10-0 win over Brigg Town as well, and they're sort of down
the league's
highest
scorers.
Their away records is absolutely appalling.
That's the problem with them. If they can turn that around, I think they'll be okay with it. They're going to be definitely challenging.
I do like these fancy league tables where you get the home and away stats as well.
Absolutely.
That's good, that. Division 1 North then, gentlemen. And, well, as mentioned earlier, Salford City have only had one defeat all season, and that wasn't even in the league. Is it going pretty much as expected?
Yeah, with the players they've got in, they should be walking this division now, I think. They really, really should. I mean, draws them my dark horses for it there, second, and Northwich Victoria, my other dark horses there, third. So I'd just like to say I'm the best at predicting things, but I just don't know who's going to fill them playoff spots. So Darlington, you'd expect to be up there. Yeah. So I mean, I don't really know.
I can't expect a team who's on minus goal difference at any time in the season to be competing for a playoff spot at any point.
Bamber Bridge,
possibly.
But not like Mosley. You're not having Mosley.
Not Mosley, no. Even though I live in Mosley.
Or Radcliffe Borough, for that matter.
The 12th, I'm still having that. And saying about Vardy as well, with Craig Dawson, coming back with Premier League players, the division now is starting to attract the old school. So you've got Trevor Sinclair playing for Lancaster, Danny Webber at Salford.
Even, he's only 32. He's not exactly old school. He's not as old as Trent
Armourod signing for Padiham, who are rock bottom of the table.
Padiham, being where they are, Brett Armourod, can he change it around for them? I'm not quite sure. The team for me, I mean, and I know James is opposite us, but I went to watch Darlington 1883 versus Radcliffe Borough at Radcliffe Borough. And I can tell you what, I watched them against New Mills, and no disservice to Roy, that there was a draw that night, and New Mills deserved to get something out of the game, because you know they scored in the last minute two great goals that they scored against two complete flukes, in fairness, by Radcliffe. But Radcliffe that night were a different team. They were tremendous. Should have won by 4-0. There was no question about it, or 4-1. They were absolutely tremendous, and if they can carry on that form, Radcliffe, they've only got basically 13 players. Now that's hard, because you've got the same team week in, week out. They've got a lot of problems at the football club, unfortunately. But
I'm going to leave the last word on Division 1 North. Roy, lastly to you, I'm not going to mention New Mills, because
you mention New Mills, it's a nice little club.
It is a nice little club, it's true.
Very welcoming.
Now, we mentioned last month Division 1 North, one of 10 teams could win the league potentially. And then a whole host of other clubs who could, Salford City, that's it. And a whole host of other clubs who could get in the playoffs. Who at the moment, in your opinion, is looking most likely to pretty much nailed on to be in the playoffs?
I think you've got the top three there. You know, you've got Salford, Drylesden, Northwich Vicks. If I was going to look for another one, obviously, because of the financial situation, you've got to look at Darlington. But I would seriously look at someone like Farsley. For me, you know, Priestley is quite a decent manager. You know, he's not fazed by challenges. He goes out looking, you know, for new talent, and maybe talent that people have forgot about. And in that respect, I look at Tommy Lawson. He's very similar, you know, in how he goes about it as well. He'll bring up a player that people have always fancied, but had never took the chance on. He's shrewd, and I just feel that Farsley will be there or thereabouts.
And on that happy note, and I am happy, that is the end of the Evostick NPL show for this month. Congratulations to September's teams of the month in the Premier Division. That was Buxton, Division 1 North, Bamber Bridge, and Division 1 South, Sutton Coldfield, who well now presumed. Everyone predicted. Any other... I'm not even opening up. Thanks to Stu.
Thanks to five teams that won't be in the top five. Yeah.
Thanks to Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
And your left arm for your equipment that you forgot.
Thank you very much. Thank you to James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, sponsored by Evostick, which you can get in touch with at...
facebook.com/groups/the NPL, or on Twitter at the NPL group. And anyone who's listening on Tuesday 7th of October, it's Swampy v myself, Radcliffe Borough, bring it on.
Come on Borough.
I cannot believe the Manchester Premier Cup's come round that quick.
Well, some teams have already won in the first round of it, you know. We won 8-0 against Chatterton.
Thank you to Ian Burke from BBC Radio Manchester.
Thank you. I've got a cold as well, you know.
Yeah, I know.
The beer seems to sort you out.
I know.
Thank you to Swampy from FC United Radio and the Five Live Non-League Football Show.
Ben, as always, it's been a privilege.
4 o'clock he's been here since, ladies and gentlemen.
Ben, thank you very much. Really enjoyed it, and see you next month.
Thank you to Roy Sill from New Mills.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ben, and have a good evening, folks.
And thank you, I'm sure one of many appearances he's going to make on the show, chairman of the league and chairman of Whitnall, Mark Harris, thank you for coming along.
You're all right, there was nothing on the telly.
Was it nothing traumatic? This wasn't too traumatic, was it?
I've had worse. No, pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
And from everyone here in the Magnet for another month, you enjoy the MPL and stay safe, yeah? Bye-bye.
EvoStick MPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.